You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, as we've already reported in this program, the bailout drama will continue on Capitol Hill this evening as the Senate votes on a modified version of what the House rejected on Monday. With me now to go over his thoughts about the current version of the bill, as well as the one that was defeated a couple of days ago, and say what he believes Americans should look for in the next commander-in-chief when it comes to someone who can deal with the economy, is Larry Haas, former communications director to then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. And Larry, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Obviously, there's been a few changes to the bill that's going before the Senate tonight. Expanded insurance under FDIC from $100,000 to $250,000. There's also some tax extensions, I believe an AMT patch on this bill as well. What do you make of the version the senators are about to consider?
Well, I think that the increase in deposit insurance is probably a good thing, an effort to reassure Americans who have loads of money in federally backed banks that that their money is secure. Having said that, I think the price has been very high. If there's one thing that we've learned from the current crisis, it is that the chickens, in a sense, are coming home to roost, that we are over-leveraged as a government, as a society writ large, and that, at least for the short term, we're going to have to tighten our belts and start saving more and spending less. And here we have the Senate. In the course of these very serious negotiations, at a very perilous time for the American economy, sending over a financial rescue bill with all sorts of tax cuts that are not paid for, thus making the government even more indebted than it already is. I think it's a terrible signal, and it's unfortunate that this may turn out to be the price that has to be paid for Congress to pass the underlying bill.
Well, a couple of quick follow-ups on that, Larry. First of all, do you believe the bill that was rejected on Monday was a better bill? And secondly, there's been some theorizing that while some House Republicans may like this version better, some House Democrats may not, which puts passage once again in the House in doubt. What do you think on those two subjects?
Well, I'm not really sure how to evaluate whether this is a better bill or a worse bill. I think that, frankly, it's on the one hand, on the other hand, the deposit insurance increase is a good thing. But as I said, the price is very high, and the price may be higher than the benefits of the higher federal insurance limits. I'm just not sure. In terms of the politics of this, that's really the question, whether you pick up more House Republican votes through these tax cuts than you lose among House Democrats that are very unhappy about sending over tax cuts that are not paid for, the so-called blue dog or moderate to conservative House Democrats. I don't think anyone has a firm sense of that right now. There's probably a lot of vote counting going on right now in the House, and we'll just have to see whether this package is one that can pick up the necessary 12 votes to pass the House. It's clearly going to pass the Senate, from everything that I understand, probably get more than 70 votes in the Senate when they vote on it tonight.
Larry, let's move on to the campaign trail now, because obviously this issue has dominated the discussion for both the McCain and Obama campaigns over the past several weeks, and both have talked about how they saw it coming, how they have been involved in the negotiations for the bill. McCain obviously suspending his campaign for a couple of days. When you look at not only the records of the two senators, but also what they're proposing in this campaign, which one would be a better steward of our economy?
It's hard to argue that almost any Republican would be a better steward at this point than a Democrat. I say that because the party over which a Republican would preside still subscribes to what I like to refer to as free lunchism, that somehow we can just keep cutting taxes, not paying for the tax cuts, run up big debt, and somehow things are going to be okay. And until Republicans get rid of that philosophy, at least on the economic front, it's just hard to argue that a Republican would be a better economic steward than a Democrat would be. In addition, you see the people that are surrounding Obama right now, former Treasury Secretary Rubin, former White House Chief Economist Laura Tyson, Gene Sperling, who was very senior in the Clinton White House. These are people who presided very responsibly over a thriving economy in the 1990s, and I don't see their counterparts at the moment surrounding Senator McCain.
In terms of the tax issue, and you've made it very clear that you believe it's important not to run up more debt and
right.
that there may be a need for additional tax revenues in the next 4 to 8 years. Obama, of course, is saying that only the top 5%, those making $250,000 or more per year, will see an income tax increase. The other 95% will see an income tax decrease. At the same time, though, he does not want to extend the Bush tax cuts, and he has proposed raising dividend and capital gains taxes. So what would be the actual tax burden as far as you can tell? And should he just say what you said, that we may need to raise some of these things?
Well, look, let's not confuse things. He has suggested that he would extend all of the Bush tax cuts except for the top 5% of Americans. So that's where the 95% figure actually comes from. Plus, he wants to provide a whole series of new credits and deductions and write-offs for people other than for the top 5%. Having said that, you're absolutely right. To the extent that he is going to raise taxes on capital gains and dividends, that has the effect, perhaps, of raising taxes for every American, for every person in America who owns any stock of any kind. So it really depends on how you classify things. I will leave you with one point on this, which is that when you start talking about raising taxes for only the top 5%, sometimes it is the case that when you want to do more on the spending side, it is terribly tempting to expand that group of Americans who are going to face tax increases. And that's, in essence, what Senator McCain is saying, which is that don't believe Obama. He says only the top 5%, but when he gets in trouble, it's going to be a lot more Americans than that.
Larry, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Happy to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas served as a spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. He was also a communications director to then-Vice President Al Gore. This is Dateline Washington.